He's the only one that can do it. Let me tell you what, we write books and volumes, and let me tell you what, churches and pastors and denominations, we've got think tanks and on and on and on and on, and we're trying to figure out how can we get the people who have professed the Lord Jesus, how can we get them to live for Christ? How can we get them to tithe? You know, I got a poster in my office that I found this, probably Travis put it in there. That poster in my office that shows the difference between believers and unbelievers, and it gives a list of the things. And then on the bottom it said that I think there's only like 6% of the professing Christians that are actually tithing. And that doesn't surprise me at all. Now, I want you to know, we can have a discussion on tithing, and he said, oh, that pastor, do you know, I knew it. As soon as I walked into that church, that preacher would talk about money. By the way, it's not my notes. Let me tell you what, this pastor believes in grace giving. And grace giving really means that the Old Testament gives us some good directives on how we're to give and how much we can give. It's a good line to go by. But grace giving is that when the Lord gets a hold of the heart, he changes the heart. And I got news for you. The billfold, all of a sudden, it opens up because the heart is in the right place. What do you think? And so when I look at those statistics and when I look at those numbers, you see, then I want to say, I wonder how many of the people that have named the name of Christ and profess Christ, I wonder how many of them have ever really come face to face with the Lord Jesus Christ, who not only, you see, forgives us of the guilt of sin, who justifies us, but he has also opened up the prison house that we lived in all of our lives, and he opened up the door, and he says, my sheep hear my voice, and they follow me.